This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former VP Joe Biden was the most tweeted about candidate among the 10 Democrats running for the White House who were part of last night's debate in Houston. The second most tweeted about, businessman Andrew Yang. Because of his plan to give away $120,000 to 10 randomly chosen families.
My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families, someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that.
Parts of Florida's East Coast now under a tropical storm watch since late last night because of a developing system that's heading that way. Expected to approach the Florida Peninsula tomorrow, it could be a tropical depression or maybe a tropical storm by then. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
New ambassador to the United Nations, Kelly Craft, speaking to reporters yesterday following her first Security Council meeting at the UN, where she vowed to defend U.S. values and interests.
I will stand by our friends and allies. I will advocate for the poor and the weak. And I will never fail to work with those who genuinely wish to advance the cause of human dignity.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union are facing a midnight Saturday deadline to agree on a new contract. And insiders say negotiations are still going on, but it looks like a strike is becoming more likely with each passing hour. Primary sticking points, GM wants to reduce hourly wages and health care benefits. Starting today, San Francisco's iconic cable cars will stop running for 10 days. They'll undergo final repairs as part of a three-year restoration project. Of the gearboxes that propel the cars up the city's steep hills. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Trade with China, one of several issues the president was talking about with reporters yesterday.
President Trump talking to reporters about a host of issues on the White House lawn as he heads to a Republican retreat in Baltimore, saying he's delaying the next round of tariffs on China as a favor to the president there.
We'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th or 1st. They were going to be set on October 1st. We're moving it to October 15th because they're having their 70th anniversary.
In other news, President Trump says he will make a decision on his next national security advisor by next week.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Investigators say all the crew members were sleeping when that deadly fire broke out on a diving boat off the California coast earlier this month. That's according to the preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board. Officials had previously said a night watchman was supposed to be awake. The NTSB says the surviving crew members did not report having any mechanical or electrical issues before the fire started, killing 34. And the home from Full House is getting a price cut. The San Francisco Victorian used for exterior shots on the 90s sitcom had been listed at $6 million. Now you can get it for just $5.75 million. It went on the market in May, but the realtor says it's getting a discount after falling, or I should say failing, to sell over the summer season. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
I'll tell you, it's interesting right now. You got to listen and hear what's happening in your country and around your environment. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Steve Cortez is with us, former CNN commentator and Trump campaign operative. And we're going to be talking a lot this morning. There's lots on the agenda. Steve, good to be talking with you. How you doing, sir?
Bill, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, first off, the president took grave exception the way you were treated by CNN. And I just want to get it out of the way just so our audience is aware, because they heard, well, former CNN commentator, you know, what happened?
Right. No, no. I still am at CNN. Sorry, I didn't mean to correct you, but I...
Oh, okay. No, no. That's fine. That's good news, right? Because what I heard was that you were no longer. Okay, so good.
The
all right.
The president did say that, though, so I mean, it's easy to make that mistake because the president said it in a Fox News radio interview.
Okay.
He said that Steve Cortez was fired from CNN. So I'm still there. I had been on very seldom, as frequent watchers of CNN might notice, but you might understand, since I'm still there, I'm really not at liberty to discuss, you know, the situation there very much. I will tell you that I have discussed it with the president personally. I went there 2 weeks ago and sat with him in the Oval Office and talked about a whole lot of issues. Most of them related to media and most of them related to the 2020 campaign, you know, and including my situation, there. So I'll probably have more to say at some point, but not present.
Well, you know, Steve, you and I have discussed this before again, you've taken a lot of bullets for the conservative cause, and it seems just by observation, okay, and you don't need to comment on it, but just by observation that CNN has made a purposeful move to take exception with this administration even more so because we're drawing closer to the 2020 presidential campaign. And that's just the way it seems to me. So you don't have to say anything about it. You know, when you talk about sitting with the president in the Oval Office, boy, that's a rare and special opportunity. I mean, do you, like, sometimes want to pinch yourself and say, man, I'm in the picking Oval Office here.
Right. No, you know, it really is, of course. And believe me, it's not something that I've gotten used to.
Right.
You know, when I walk into the White House in the West Wing, there is still a thrill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I think any patriotic American would have that kind of reaction. And so, yes, absolutely. It hasn't worn off on me the, you know, the honor that it is to be in that building and certainly particularly to be in that room, to be in the Oval Office and to be, you know, speaking with the commander in chief and the most powerful person in the world. And in this case, one who I'm happy to admire quite a lot. And we had a lot of fun and we also talked some very serious stuff. You can imagine, you know, as I said, particularly related to media and related to 2020. But one thing I do think about, Bill, and you can probably relate to this, is I think about my father who died years ago, but an immigrant from Colombia to this country. became an American citizen the legal way, the right way. You know, I hope and believe that he's looking down from heaven and can see that his son not only is an American, but sitting with the American president in the Oval Office talking politics and policy. So I hope that makes him proud. And it certainly, I think, is part of the American story. And also just a reminder of how much people like us, we love immigration. Immigration has been an absolute treasure to this country. But we can never conflate immigration with illegal migration. And the media constantly tries to do that to us. But we are lovers of immigration. So is the president, by the way. He's married to an immigrant. He's also the son of an immigrant. A lot of people don't realize that. His mother immigrant to the United States. So I think of that, too, though, when I'm in the Oval Office. So, you know, that's an American story that, you know, my father came here, and then his son is, in some ways, a confidant of the president of the United States.
Yeah, it's so cool. Also, Steve, and if I can, you know, just, you know, call it out for just a moment here, because I know, first of all, you're an American, but the heritage and the legacy, you know, you mentioned your father, and there's other Hispanics that are proud of you that, you know, can say, wow, look at, there is a fellow Hispanic who is more than capable, who is there, that has the president's confidence. You know, that really encourages, you know, people of all color and all races to realize that, as an American, you can rise up and be in those situations. And, that's really special.
Well, I hope so. Thank you for the kind words. And no, I'll say the first time that I was in the office, which was very shortly after the election. And like I said, it's still thrilling. It hasn't worn off on me, believe me, to go in the West Wing. But the first time was the most special, you know, where I really almost felt like I was, you know, walking on air, right? Mm-hmm. Walking in there the very first time. And you've seen it so much on television, so it's familiar to you, but it's, of course, incredibly different to physically be there.
Right.
The first time I walked in, it was literally just the president, the vice president, and me. That was it.
Wow.
You know, no staff. A lot of people right outside the door, of course, you know, security and staff and so forth. But it was just.
Wonder you didn't bump into Jim Comey by accident. It was there.
But it was fascinating. The first time I walked in, the first thing he asked me, you know, after some pleasantries, is he said, "What can I do for the Hispanic community?"
Wow.
That was the first thing he asked me. And that was not for cameras, you know, that was not for show. It's because he cares. And you know what I told him, by the way, is I said, small business. I mean, that's my you know, two-word answer. You know, Hispanics are statistically the most entrepreneurial demographic in America, something I'm really proud of our community.
Right.
We love to start mom-and-pop shops that we hope become bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
We're hardworking entrepreneurial people. And here's the thing, too. I also, you know, and I've mentioned this to the president several times, I don't want to get into the game of identity politics, right?
I'm
trying to take care of silos of people. I mean, we want all entrepreneurs, all people in America to prosper, whether they're brown or white or purple. But the reality is Hispanics benefit disproportionately from thriving small business because we are just incredibly involved in that arena. And so that's what I told him. As I said, nothing will help Hispanics more than small business. And the way to help small business is regulatory relief and tax relief.
Amen.
Bam. He did both of those. And lo and behold, Hispanics are thriving in this country. You know, something that I'm just thrilled about. The Washington Post put out a report, I believe it was Tuesday, but it's definitely this week. Put out a report. This is the Washington Post, by the way, not friendly to our cause. They talked about the surge in minorities into the labor market in the last couple of years of the Trump boom. Since the end of 2016, 5.2 million total jobs created in the United States, according to the Washington Post analysis. 4.5 million of the 5.2, 86% of them, of the new jobs, went to minorities.
Yes.
That's incredible. That's growth and prosperity. And with a broadness that we just never saw under the Obama years. And so it's incredible. So it's working. It was the first thing I asked him to do. And I'm not trying to take credit for it. I'm sure plenty of other people were telling him that as well. But it was the first thing he asked about, first request I made, promise made, promise kept. And the results are incredible for Hispanics, for blacks, and as I said, for people who are white and purple. I don't care what
color. Right across the board. Exactly. Yeah, you look at average income, wage increase that's been going on. It is really exciting. But yet, of course, the Dems' talking point is just the opposite. And the thing is, Steve, I just want to clear up once again, the BEA report was real clear about the tax cuts and who it benefited. And in their analysis, the 99% got a bigger break than the top 1%. But the Dems continue to put out that false narrative. And, the moderators allow them and other questioners that are supporting and carrying the water for the Democratic Party allow them to get away with this big lie. But they keep trying to put it out there.
that crazy? You know, and in fact, the opposite is largely true for a lot of people who live in high tax state. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of them.
Yeah.
So my taxes actually went up a little bit.
Yeah.
Under the reforms because I can't deduct. I live in Chicago and I can't deduct anymore, a certain percentage of my insanely high real estate taxes, of my crazy high income taxes in the state of Illinois. And so people in high tax places like Los Angeles and New York and Chicago, particularly if you're higher earning, actually saw the taxes go up under this tax reform. Now, I don't like my taxes going up, but I will tell you this also, Bill. Shame on me for living in such a high tax jurisdiction, right?
Well, there's a lot of people moving out of Chicago just like California. More from Cortez after
this. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the hippies. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez, the CNN commentator and a Trump advisor, continues with us, Steve Cortez. Steve, last night we had 10 Democrats on stage. This was the third Democratic debate. What was your major takeaway from it?
Wow. You know, I put this on Twitter, Bill, and if I can just do it in one sentence, this was the message last night. Americans cannot have guns, and illegal aliens can have whatever they want.
Wow.
And I really believe that. That was the takeaway. It was crazy to me how far left the Democratic Party has gone. And it also made me think, you know, I was talking earlier about my heritage. On my mother's side, come from a long line of Irish Catholic Democrats, you know, JFK kind of Democrats, conservative people, but Democrats. The party has so abandoned anyone like that.
Yes.
You know, sort of labor union types, Catholics, you know, people traditionally in the Midwest who ended up, by the way, electing Donald Trump in places like Pennsylvania, Michigan.
Right.
Those kinds of demographics, they have to look at the Democratic Party today if they watch a debate last night and just say, who hijacked this party? You know, when did we become this radical and this extreme? So, you know, I have to say, as an American, it bothers me. You know, I think it's unfortunate that our opposition party has moved this far left. It's more like a European left-wing party rather than an American one. But I will tell you then also, as a Trump partisan, I'm thrilled because, wow, you know, please offer up these policies when it comes to the general election next year, and we are going to romp against these kind of insane, you know, health care for illegal aliens, banning all so-called assault rifles, taking them, confiscating them from Americans. You know, this is just, this is an extremist left agenda that the American people are not, you know, sympathetic to at all.
Oh, I got to tell you, Steve, after Walmart made its announcement, for example, speaking of the gun issue, and, you know, their stance and, you know, which was, you know, quite reactive, I thought, and sudden. The way they responded, I went into several Walmarts just talking to the people there, the people in the sporting goods area. How you guys doing? I mean, they were like blown away. They said, we just can't believe this. This is just overwhelming. I said, what's the response like? They said, clearly people are really upset that Walmart has abandoned this position and embraced, you know, they didn't say it, but, you know, these Democratic talking points. But, you know, getting back to your earlier point in the Democratic Party going over the cliff here, with all that the media is putting out there in terms of how bad they could beat Trump and, you know, one deal or another, I mean, we've heard this narrative before, and the people were shocked when Hillary Clinton lost. And now where they're all in with this socialist mandate and this socialist position, what are they going to do, you know, come election night 2020 if in fact they lose, Steve? I mean, heads are going to explode. The Democratic Party is going to crash and burn, and they're going to be out. I mean, this is going to really take them out because they're going to this is going to be worse than when Bill Clinton came out and made the announcement that the era of big government is over. I mean, we're talking absolute devastation of this party.
And they need that struggle, though. They need that internal, you know, and let's be honest. I think the Republican Party largely had this internal civil war. We did in 2015 and 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And the nationalist populist forces won against the corporate swamp forces within the Republican Party. And that has been, you know, a pretty firm victory. But the Democratic Party has not had that struggle yet. They really haven't. And I think they need to, and I think you're exactly right. If they lose, which I think they will in the presidential race, then they may very well finally have that sort of cleansing internal process. But I have to tell you this too, and Bill, of course, we can never get cocky, and you know, I'm part of the campaign reelection committee, and I always tell everyone the campaign, you know, we have to always run like we're down 10 points, right?
Right,
I don't care what any poll says. And right now, by the way, when polls show us down right now, that's because there is no candidate, right? So, I mean, it's almost as if, yes, they put a candidate on there, but there's, you know, there's 15 or whatever it is, 18 people running. Once there is a conclusive Democratic nominee and the choice becomes stark, Trump against that nominee, those polls will immediately consolidate. And I'm not saying it consolidates meaning that Trump suddenly goes up in those polls, but they'll get to, I think, a tie or close.
Well, yeah, he's not going to be down by, you know, 10 points or 8 points or something like they're doing right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And once we can identify who the opposition is and their deficiencies, you know, that's as much a part as promoting your vision. We want to do both, of course, in the campaign. But here's why, again, I don't want to be cocky, but here's why I'm confident. I'm cautiously confident. about 2020 is that in 2016, we were running against a candidate who wasn't as radical. Believe it or not, Hillary Clinton is conservative compared to these people.
Yes, exactly.
So she wasn't as radical, number one. Number two, we didn't yet have a record to run on. We could only run on promises, right? Now we have the opposite on both scores. So we have a much more radical group of candidates. I don't care who it is. Even Joe Biden, who's considered the moderate. I mean, Joe Biden has now said he's for abortion up until the day of birth. Okay, so that's a radical. I mean, there's no way around that. So all of the opponents are radicals. And then the second thing we have, which is even more important on our side, is we have a record to run on, a record of economic prosperity.
Exactly.
Of peace in the world, largely, of an America that's restrained abroad, not nation building, not starting new wars, not intervening everywhere. And then at home, prosperity. And so on those macros of peace and prosperity, I think we win. And now we're not just talking about promises and ideas. We're talking about reality.
Exactly.
All of that tells me we are in, again, can't be cocky, but I think we're in the driver's seat for 2020. As long as we work hard and campaign the right way, we're going to win this race.
Well, I can't imagine America wanting to return to the 8 years of malaise that they just got through, that they're so excited they're out of.
Right.
To me, it's such a clear choice here. But the media is continuing to pound away and tell them differently. I think the one that came out quite moderative last night was Amy Klobuchar. She seemed to really, own that center ground, while the rest of the candidates seemed to be, still going hard left, and she was trying to pull back more to the center.
Seems like it, yeah. I mean, and listen, at least if we can believe the early polling, though, she's not a significant candidate. The only Democratic candidate who didn't make the stage, unfortunately, last night, and I say unfortunately just because as an American I want to see good debate, is Tulsi Gabbard. And I
have
a lot of respect for her. I think she's an interesting candidate. There's a lot I disagree with her on, but when it comes to foreign policy, she's pretty Trumpian. She really is in terms of realism and restraint abroad. She's the only one that I know of who believes in any restrictions on abortion. She at least said no third trimester. Now, that's hardly pro-life, but at least there's a glimmer there of reality of, recognizing the humanity of an unborn child. So, I give her credit for that. Small credit. I'm not going to go
into the old exactly. Yeah.
Glowing credit. But anyway, there's a semblance of normalcy, I think, in her. But, of course, she didn't make the stage. So my hope, I've tweeted this once, is that at some point she should become a Republican. She'd be a liberal Republican, but she'd be a Republican.
Funny you should say that. My thought has been the same thing. Jorge Ramos is a moderator.
Unbelievable. I also tweeted about this last night because it really just made me mad as somebody who's in the news business and has been for a long time. Look, I'm an activist. I'm an operative, and I have a point of view, and I'm supposed to. I'm a pundit. I'm there for opinion. I'm trying to persuade people. I'm not a journalist. I've never pretended to be. Jorge Ramos, though, is every bit the activist I am on the other side of the coin, on the liberal side, yet he pretends to be a journalist. He pretends to be an anchor. And unfortunately, ABC sanctions his masquerade by making him a moderator for that debate. He has no more business moderating that debate than I would. He is a totally biased activist, someone who hates the president and never hides his disdain for this president. It's part of why, Bill, unfortunately, we just have a crisis of journalism in this country.
Without
it's part of why people so distrust the media. Recent Monmouth University poll, 77% of Americans said that they believe traditional TV and newspapers put out fake news. 77%. I mean, you can't get 77% of Americans to agree, that the sun rises in the east. I mean, to get them to agree on that tells you there's a systemic problem in media, and unfortunately, what happened last night is emblematic of that problem. Jorge Ramos is an activist. He's biased. He's not a journalist. He had no business moderating that debate.
How did Biden do last night?
Oh, terribly. And honestly, I think his fumbling through words and answers is almost getting cruel at this point. Watch. It's hard to
watch. Yeah, it really is. I mean, you sit there and you just, it's cringeworthy. The battle between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, got about 30 seconds left. Who came out?
I don't think he did the great, to be honest, but I think that, if we're going to bet, I think the smart money goes on.
Yeah, I'm with you on it. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, and of course, Donald Trump operative. Steve, as always, we appreciate the time and the insight, buddy. You take care.
You bet. Thanks, Bill.
This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 29 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former VP Joe Biden was the most tweeted about candidate among the 10 Democrats running for the White House who were part of last night's debate in Houston. The second most tweeted about, businessman Andrew Yang, because of his plan to give away $120,000 to 10 randomly chosen families.
My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families. Someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that.
Parts of Florida's East Coast now under a tropical storm watch since late last night because of a developing system that's heading that way. Expected to approach the Florida Peninsula tomorrow, it could be a tropical depression or maybe a tropical storm by then. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
As we come to you every Monday through Friday, 3 hours of dynamic talk. And well beyond the 8-second sound bites, you know, we bring on the experts, like our next guest, Paul Kengor, to break it down for us, to go deeper into the topics that you're talking about, so that you have more than 8-second sound bites to even relate. So there is fact, there is truth behind the discussion here. Paul Kengor, the professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Here we are. 2 days after, this being Friday, the 13th, 2 days after 9/11, and there is a sense that maybe America and its media is suffering from amnesia. The way things are presented, I mean, it was bad enough that earlier in the year we had a U.S. congresswoman refer to 9/11 as some people doing things. And, of course, we saw one of the survivors, the victims, you know, respond to that quite passionately and emotionally at the 9/11 memorial and talking about who the someone was and exactly what they did. And no sooner did we have that than the New York Times puts out a tweet that took them a while to realize what they were saying, I guess. I don't know, but kind of neutralized the attack and saying it was planes. Like as if planes just came out of the air and attacked the Trade Center. No, it was actually some radical Islamists that attacked the United States. But we can't talk about that because of the political correctness environment that we still continue to live in. And this is the problem with 9/11 and the problem with history, is that if we can't be honest about it, we're going to set ourselves up for it to happen again. We were very blasé about what happened, about the attack. First, let's go back to 93 when the Trade Towers were initially attacked. And we're just kind of blasé about it. I mean, this was a serious attack that was averted that could have been so much more devastating, as you'll recall, you know, for those of us that were around at the time. And then we have 2001, 9/11, which was incredibly devastating. And still, after all this, and after all that we witnessed and the suffering and the murder that occurred on, you know, on America and on our land, in our country, which is quite shocking because, you know, for so long we've had this kind of attitude that we didn't have to worry about it because we were so protected by the Atlantic and Pacific. And we were rather laissez-faire about it. In World War II, we were attacked at Pearl Harbor. And that gave us a wake-up call. But now, the clear and present danger is no longer existential. And in the midst of all that, you look at our immigration policy and how we have so many illegal immigrants coming in and bringing with them, you know, diseases that, you know, now we have the LA Times, as of a couple of weeks ago, agreeing that medieval diseases are returning to the country. We've got the Black Plague, you know, coming upon this country. We've mentioned this before. In fact, when I first mentioned it, people said, boy, you're being rather aggressive and hard on this. Maybe you jumped the shark. But I said, it's not that difficult. Paul Kangor is with us. I want to bring him on here right now. Paul, what I'm talking about here was that because of our laxness about immigration, and it's obvious. I mean, I don't think you have to be a genius to figure it out that when you have such a confluence of people coming into the country, which the CDC says they're bringing with them, you know, their own personal immunity and diseases that America has not experienced in a number of years. I mean, we had a sudden outbreak of measles that we haven't had since 1972. In California, a sanctuary city where the doors and the gates are wide open, you know, to people, and then you add to it the epidemic of homelessness, you know, rats, you know, scampering, you know, throughout the state, and it's not just California, but there's other states in the same way. They're just not protecting their people, so it doesn't take a genius, I think, to make the leap to say that are we setting ourselves up for some sort of plague of epic proportions when you consider, you know, that we are ripe for this. What is your perspective on this?
Well, it's interesting, Bill, that you're talking about this. I in my previous life, I was I worked for the organ transplant team at the University of Pittsburgh, and I was biochem, biophysics, pre-med as an undergrad, microbiology, and I actually spent a lot of time researching this stuff. You didn't know all this; you're just learning this right now. But I published articles. I actually wrote an article for Biology Digest. And it would have been about the mid-1990s on multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, which was making a resurgence, or I should really say an emergence in the United States. And a big part of that at the time was AIDS, because AIDS patients who had lower immunity systems, they were picking up tuberculosis and they weren't able to conquer it. And the TB that would emerge out of their body that they could then pass on was multi-drug resistant to the different drug regimens that they would be taking. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't just AIDS patients. I mean, this was going on a number of places, but in the United States, that was the main carrier of it. The tuberculosis was also going on in Russia and other places. And it was so bad that the World Health Organization at the time was warning about a return of tuberculosis, which was quite literally the plague, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, this is what killed so many people. You read the old Dickens novels and so forth about, you know, she laid there in bed coughing up blood and coughing. That's what that is.
That's TB, right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, we really are vulnerable to all of this, and people don't realize it. I mean, everybody thinks that medicine today can cure everything, but it's not. And it's interesting, we're talking about this the day after the Democrat debate, and, of course, you didn't hear anything like that last night. And also, I didn't watch the whole thing last night, but were they even asked about 9/11? I don't think they were.
I didn't hear anything about 9/11.
Right,
that's what I was saying earlier before you came on, talking about is America suffering from amnesia? Because, you know, 18 years ago, you've got, you know, crazy comments from the New York Times that, you know, accuses the planes of crashing into the World Trade. We can't even talk about the real problem. And that's on the heels of a congresswoman saying some people did some things.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so really nothing on 9/11. And yet instead, I mean, you had my friend Dan Flynn, an American Spectator this morning, called it the Houston Hate Fest, some of the comments, Joe Biden insisting that, quote, nobody should be in jail for a nonviolent crime. Really? How about if someone comes up and robs you gunpoint?
Yeah. They're saying, well, set Bernie Madoff free.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And Cory Booker called for, quote, create an office in the White House to deal with the problem of white supremacy and hate crimes.
Mm.
I thought we already had hate crimes. I thought we already had crimes against white supremacy. Could you imagine the liberals with an office like that? It'd be like the new office of the Inquisition.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Right. Then at that point, they're the hammer. Everybody's a nail. Right.
Right. And Kamala Harris demanding the government, quote, de-incarcerate women and children, unquote. Mm. So, I mean, what about women who killed people, right?
Mm.
But she and Biden, I guess, can go at it over that, right?
Exactly.
And then the most memorable remark of the night from Boy Beto O'Rourke, quote, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. So lots of talk about violence last night, but not about the violence on, you know, 9/11.
Exactly.
The commemoration of which was just the night before. And you're talking about the people that died. I remember I teach Middle East politics at Grove City College, and I had a special lecture that I used to do in my class about this guy named Osama bin Laden and the attack on the World Trade Center in 1993,
mm-hmm.
and students had never heard of him.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. they learned about him on September 11, 2001. And we thought on that date, that morning, you and I both lived through it. My students were babies when it happened.
Right.
There could have been 10,000 people killed.
Got to go to break. More from Paul Kengor after this. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is introducing a new music benefit for Prime student members as students get ready to head to campus this fall. New and current student members can now subscribe to Amazon Music Unlimited, the premium subscription tier of Amazon Music, and immediately access more than 50 million songs, including the latest releases, for an additional 99 cents per month to their monthly or annual Prime student membership plan. By adding Amazon Music Unlimited, Prime student members can get thousands of curated playlists, stations, and discover new music through Voice with Alexa in the Amazon Music mobile app. Julie Law, Amazon.
Amazon Prime offers college students the best of shopping and entertainment, and we're adding Amazon Music's premium streaming service to Prime's fast free one-day shipping, as well as unlimited streaming on Prime Video.
College students who haven't yet tried Prime Student can also sign up for a 6-month trial at Amazon.com/Prime Student.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Just another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Are you there with me? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. This portion of the show being brought to you by my friends at Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team, who's going to start saving you money on your mortgage and high-interest credit card payments. Hey, look at the rates. Now's the time to take advantage of it. Then you might as well work with a direct lender. They're not going to go out there and sell your information. I mean, you're dealing with them. They can turn this around in many cases in as little as 15 days for you. How's that? Call them, 800-700-8068. They've got all the details for you. Also, Overcomer. Have you had a chance to see the movie Overcomer? Paul, have you had a chance to see it?
I have not, no.
Oh, awesome. Awesome movie. In fact, we're going to be talking with Sherry Rigby next week. One of the stars of the movie has just done great. I mean, they had an A-plus cinematic rating. Great story about a coach who looks like he's going into a winning season, winning basketball season. Everything's all set up. The town goes through a hit, a major economic hit. The team is all but shattered. And so he ends up coaching a cross-country team that he thinks is going to be a team, and it's a team of one, and the gal happens to have asthma. It is a great family story. Your family will be blessed by it. But anyway, all that to say, Stephen Kendrick and Sherry Rigby and everybody have just been so great to us, and Priscilla Shire, who's also one of the co-stars of the movie as well, have given us a load of tickets. So I've got tickets. So if you want to go, just drop me an email and put in the subject line, Overcomer Tickets, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and we'll put you in the hoppa, because that's the way it works. Pull your name out of the hoppa, you'll win a winner with chicken dinner, and you get to go and enjoy. You haven't seen the movie. This is a tremendous, tremendous movie. And for those of you that saw War Room, Paul, that's one of the Kendrick brothers' favorite movies, if not their most favorite. They say now they're challenged because the Overcomer movie is just that good.
Sounds good. I got to check it out.
You got to take the kids.
Yeah,
take the kids out there. And
I'm literally writing this down. My family, it's so hard nowadays. I mean, we will have
a family movie night on Saturday night, you know, family snack and movie night, we call it. Probably do it about every other week.
And it
is really difficult to find decent, good family movies.
Yeah,
it really is.
Well, check it out and then let me know what you say, okay? I'd be curious. I'm very interested in your opinion. Paul Kengor, professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College, continues with us. Paul, just to kind of wrap things up about 9/11, there is still this delusion. I say that we're suffering from some sort of American amnesia over what happened. And if the whole truth is out, you know, interesting that they didn't want to talk about Bob Mueller's involvement with 9/11 and how he scooted out a lot of Saudis out of the country during that period of time when the country was in shock, and his complicity. John Milkovich, the Democratic senator out of Louisiana, has written extensively on this. But all this stuff is tapped down, and I just sense that we don't have the whole truth and nothing but. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it's very true. And this is really hitting me as you're talking about this. I right before I came on, I continued to read things from the Democratic debate last night because I couldn't watch it. I couldn't sit there and watch the whole thing. And I just didn't want the agony.
I told my wife, thank God it wasn't like 7 hours of last week, right? 7 hours talking on climate change.
Sure.
That nobody showed up for.
Right. And instead, you know, the day after 9/11, when it'd be a good time to talk about the goodness of America, the greatness of America, and the things that we went through in the past, not just 9/11. Here you had Boy Beto last night, and this is a quote from him. "We can mark the creation of this country, not at the 4th of July, 1776, but August 20th, 1619. When the first kidnapped African was brought to this country against his will and in bondage, and as a slave built the greatness," on and on and on. It was this cry fest dumping on how much America sucks.
Yes.
And Beto O'Rourke has been especially bad on this. He was in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and he said this, quote, "This country was founded on white supremacy, and every single institution and structure that we have in this country still reflects the legacy of slavery," unquote. Now that has been reported. CNN's not talking about it, but it's been reported. If you actually go and look up that quote, Bill, and you go to the posting of it on YouTube and wherever, Beto is saying that to a Muslim woman, a Muslim American.
Yes.
And it's just the two of them, he and her and somebody else, another, looks like another person of, I think, probably Middle Eastern descent, immigrant. And you know, here he is, instead of talking about, I mean, those two people are probably thinking to themselves at that moment, well, gee, why did I so badly want to come here?
Right.
why did I so badly want to come to this country if it's really this lousy? If this country was, quote, founded on white supremacy, and every single institution and structure that we have in this country still reflects the legacy of slavery, unquote. I don't know why the Muslim woman wouldn't turn to Beto and say, well, I got to get the hell out of here then. What am I doing here?
Well, either that or you own me.
Right.
I mean, that's what this all sets up for, is that you owe me. I mean, you talk about panhandling, you know, to minorities, and not to mention the fact that it's totally wrong. I mean, all you have to do is consider the documents. I mean, listen to the heart and spirit of the Declaration of Independence in the U.S. Constitution. Where is there white supremacy in those two defining documents alone?
Right, right. In fact, it was the promise of July 4th, 1776, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's Abraham Lincoln who 47 years ago later, right, in Gettysburg in 1863, is talking about fulfilling that promise of the Declaration for all Americans.
And it cost him his life, Paul.
Yeah, that's right. His life and the
country. And he was a white guy, wasn't he?
He was a white guy. And listen to this, folks. To this day, America lost more men in white men, mostly, right, in the Civil War, than it has lost in all other wars combined in American history. World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, Iraq War, American Revolution, all of them. I mean, that's what this country sacrificed for that. And that's for those people at 1776. If they could have done an up or down poll among the people of the Constitutional Convention, historians will tell you this, most of them were against slavery, probably the vast majority of them. But they felt that at that particular time in history, especially to get the votes of 13 colonies, which included the colonies in the southern states, they couldn't end slavery at that moment.
Exactly.
It was something that had to be pushed down the road. Is that unfortunate? Yes, but it's also reality. And you don't get the Civil War and Lincoln and the Emancipation without first getting 1776.
Exactly.
They want to look back at this instead and paint America as this evil place. I mean, good grief, how many countries in the world had slavery in 1619? Probably all of them.
Right.
Yeah. It's just that kind of shameless demagogue, you know, pandering for votes last night and as he's been doing all over the place. And even then, Beto's probably to the right of Bernie and Elizabeth and Kamala and Cory and all the rest of them. It's just shameless.
It really is. And when you think about it, Paul, as you lay this out, I'm considering the timeline here. I mean, look at from 1776. And then we go to the Civil War. How long did that take? I mean, there was some rapidity, all things considered here. And there was no doubt with the Declaration of Independence that all men are created equal. Our U.S. Constitution reinforced that. That this was, you know, this was a goal. This, you know, it continues to be not only our founding document, but it is our North Star. And it wasn't like we're talking about this 200 years later that we're still dealing with slavery. If
right.
anything, what we're trying to do is get people to realize, and this is where these race baiters come in who have made an industry out of it, have done more harm to keep people, as Joe Biden would say, on the plantation in chains than liberating and saying, look, it's over. You are free, you know?
Well, and even worse, I mean, he's really engaging Beto is, and the New York Times and these others, in a egregious, very ignorant history charade here. In 1619, we actually were not a country in 1619.
Right.
John Winthrop and the Pilgrims aboard the Arabella, that was 1620. Or wait, was it 1630?
Right.
But 1619 is before that.
Right.
So, I mean, we weren't the United States of America until the late 18th century,
mm-hmm.
like 150, 160 years later. So what are they even talking about at that point? In fact, who was even here in 1619 to pick up the African slave? I'm not sure. Maybe the Native Americans? Maybe mm-hmm. the Iroquois? Maybe the Cherokee? I'm not sure what the guy is even talking about.
Well, the history of man, you have people enslaved. You conquer people and you enslave them. I mean, that's just been the history of man, has it not?
Look at the Old Testament. Look at the Hebrews. Look at the Egyptians. Right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. This has gone on throughout history, and of course, we can't expect Americans to know any of this because they're learning their history from Howard Zinn's books.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it's you can easily get away with this kind of shameless demagoguery to a country that's been dumbed down and doesn't know its own history.
Well, I'll tell you, it is it's crippling, and
this is
America that we deal with today. The professors, Paul, with all due respect, in these liberal colleges are just devastating this next generation with the demagoguery and the malpractice, if I might say, that's being conducted
really
on them.
You got it. You got
here
it.
Here he is, a professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College, the one and only Paul Kengor. Paul, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Bill.
Let me know about Overcomer, okay?
You got it.
All right. Family, all the best, Tim. Take care.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.